Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享但以理书第十一章里面的征战的意象。
We continue to share about a vision of the great warfare and battles in the book of Daniel, chapter 11.
那么这十一章里面的全部所讲的都是所看的都是战争，战争不停的战争。
The whole of chapter 11 tells us about battles and battles and battles.
啊，而且我们说这一章里面有四个战争，加上一个隐藏的战争，一共有五个战争在里面。
And in this chapter, we did mention that there are four warfares, and on top of that, there is a hidden warfare, a total of five warfares.
昨天晚上我们看到了两个战争。
Yesterday night, we shared about two battles.
第一个战争就是在第一节里面的灵节征战。
The first battle is the spiritual warfare written in verse 1.
那个是天使长跟恶魔在属灵空中的征战。
There's the battle between the archangel and the devil in the spiritual realm in heaven.
那不是人跟人的征战。
That is not between man and man.
那是实实在在灵界的征战来的。
That is a true spiritual warfare.
那第二场战争。
The second spiritual warfare.
我们看到东方王跟西方王的战争。
The second warfare is between the eastern and the western
king. 那就是真正的在历史上的人跟人、王跟王、国跟国的打仗。
And this second battle is indeed a historical warfare between these two kingdoms.
东方王就是指波斯帝国。那西方王就是指希腊帝国，两个帝国在征战。
The Eastern Kingdom referring to Persia, and the Western Kingdom referring to Greece, and these two kingdoms rose against each other.
今天我们进入到第三场的本章第三个战争里面去。
Today we are entering into the third warfare in this chapter.
就是南方王跟北方王的战争。
There's a warfare between the Southern King and also the Northern King.
这场战争呢，第三场的战争呢，从第五节一直到三十五节，天使在讲解。
This battle between the north and the south started from verse 5 to verse 35.
那一共天使用了三十节来讲述这两个王的战争。
The angel described this battle between these two kings with 30 verses.
是所有在讲解战争中用最长的时间，用最详细的解释。
And this is one of these the most detailed description of all the among all the battles that the angel explained to us.
请你记得哈，南方王是指埃及王。
Remember that king of the south refers to the king of Egypt.
北方王是指叙利亚王。
The king of the north refers to the king of Syria.
有时传道会讲叙利亚，有时传道会讲南方和北方。无论怎样，就是指这两个国了，埃及跟叙利亚国。
Sometimes I refer that to King of the South, being Egypt, King of the North, being Syria.
那这两个王的战争在历史上呢？历史上的战争已经用了战争的一百多年的时间了。
Historically speaking, this battle lasted for 100 and more years.
那当然也换了好几代，好几个王了。
And indeed, they have had a few kings already.
那就是这两个王朝哦，北方王朝跟南方王朝这两个王朝哦，那么就是死敌啊，世世代代在斗争啊，没有和解。
And between these two empires, the northern and the southern kingdoms, they have been always at wars with each other. There is no reconciliation.
他们的这种斗争，王朝的斗争，到一百多年了，那太长太长。
And this great warfares of these two empires lasted for 100 and more years. It is very long.
那这两个王哦，这北方王跟南方王，这两个王是从那里产生出来的，从那里跑出来的两个王呢
？Now, where did these two kings of this south and the north start from? Where did they come from?
你就要回到第四节里面去。
You look at verse 4.
就是亚历山大他死的时候，他手下的四个将军把他的希腊帝国分成了四个国。就成立了四个王。
There's at the demise, at the death of King Alexander the Great, and then his four generals have taken over his kingdom, dividing them into four different kingdoms.
那么这个埃及王跟这个叙利亚王就是其中的两个将军，亚历山大大帝的两个将军。
Now, King of Egypt and also King of Syria, these two are two of those generals.
他们就一直在斗争。
And they were at war with each other.
好，我们开始读第五节，看，先读第五节。
We read verse 5. Also the king of the south shall become strong, as well as one of his princes, and he shall gain power over him and have dominion. His dominion will, shall be a great dominion.
天使讲解说，南方的王必强盛。
The angel said, the king of the south shall be strong.
确实，当时的南方王就是埃及王哦。在四个将军中，他非常强盛，确实是这样，历史上也是这样。
King of the South referring to the Ptolemaic Empire of Egypt, and indeed, they became very strong.
可是故事还没有，历史还没有讲完。
But history did not stop there.
天使继续说，他的将帅当中，南方王的将帅当中，必有一个将帅比南方王更加强盛，更加厉害。
The angel continued to say that he shall gain power. One of his princes will gain power over him.
那么这个将帅呢？他的权柄非常的大。
And this prince of his had great dominion and power.
原来本来这个南方王啊，这个苏利亚王啊，他是属于南方王的手下来的，南方王的将军来的。
Now this king of Syria later, used to be one of the subordinates of this king of Egypt.
当然，他的上司，他的王啊，就是南方王。
That's to say that his superior of this king of the north was used to report to king of Egypt.
后来，这个南方王很欣赏他，给他这个苏利亚国这个地方，给他去管理，给他去统治。
And later, king of Egypt, king of the south, allowed him to take over, take charge of the plains of the north, for his governance.
那他当这个将军，他渐渐的强大的时候，他就背叛南方王，背叛他的主人啊。
And this general of his became stronger and stronger, and he betrayed his superior, his king.
他就摆脱了南方王的辖制，自己脱离南方王，成立苏利亚王，叫做北方王。
Then he broke free from the dominion of the king of the south, and he instituted his own kingdom called as the kingdom of the north.
应验了这第五节说的，南方王他有一个将帅，比他更强盛，比他更厉害，背叛他。
And this fulfilled the prophecy in verse 5 that one of his princes shall gain power over him and become stronger.
那请注意哦，北方王是这样出来的。是从南方王那边出来的，背叛他的王出来。
Take note that this is how the king of the north come from, and that is out of the kingdom of the south.
讲看第六节
，verse 6。
过了一些年以后
，after some years，
他们必互相联合。
They shall join forces.
那么他们怎样联合，怎样和好呢
？How did they join forces and reconcile？
南方王将自己的女儿。嫁给了北方王来立约，用婚姻来立约。
The king of the south sent his daughter to be married to the king of the north through marriage. They reconciled.
在历史上，真的这个南方王哦，他知道哦，这个北方王很厉害，他以前的手下很厉害，他为了国家的平安哦，不要斗争哦，不要死亡，将自己的女儿嫁给他以前的下属，就是北方王，嫁给他，用婚姻来立约，来和好。
Historically speaking, in the name of marriage, and this king of the south, knowing the great power of king of the north, and he was willing to let his daughter be married to king of the north.
天使继续讲下去，讲这个历史。
The angel continued to explain.
请注意哦，这个历史还没有发生哦。
Take note that this was a prophecy; it did not happen yet.
天使在讲这个历史的在讲这段这些的时候，是预言四百多年后要发生的，四百多年呐、啊。将近五百年才会发生的事情。
This was a prophecy that before the actual event took place 400 years after this prophecy.
那四百多年以后要发生的，现在天使先这样讲了。以后他有一个将军要从南方王出来，然后南方要用自己的女儿来跟他立约，来用婚姻来立约。天使先这样讲。
And even though there was 400 years ahead of time, an angel already explained that this king of the north shall marry the daughter of king of the south as an agreement.
那么接下去
，We continue.
那么这场婚姻，这种用婚姻来和好国与国之间的和好，有没有功效呢
？Was this agreement between these two kingdoms through in the name of marriage effective？
请看下去
，Read on.
但这女子哈，这个南方王的女儿就是公主，但这个公主哈。帮助之力，存力不足，没有用。这种婚姻没有用，帮助不能够帮助这个立约，不能。
It is written that a princess shall not retain the power of her authority, and it was useless.
那个 南方王想要依靠他的父王啊，公主的 父亲想要用这种来依、啊、婚姻来依靠，也不能够成立。
Now the emperor of the south, he wanted to rely on his daughter to sort of establish a certain agreement. It did not last.
后来呢，这个女子呢，就是这个公主呢，和引导她来到北方王的，并生她的，以及当时扶助她的、帮助她的，全部公主的这一般势力，公主的这一般人，全部交于死地，全部都死光。
Now this princess, together with all that came along with her, shall be given up, and all of them would have died.
那是为什么呢
？Why did that happen?
原来，南方王用他的女儿嫁给这个北方王的时候，北方王假意的接受这个婚姻。
And
假装来爱她，接受她的婚姻。
That's because that when the king of the south allowed the daughter to be married to king of the north, and king of the north only pretentiously pretended to marry.
这个北方王为了要表现他的诚意，这个婚姻是真实的，就把他自己的王后、自己的老婆贬掉了，立这个公主成为新的王后。
In order to disguise his intentions, this king of the north even suppressed his own empress in order to raise and install this princess as his empress.
那表面上看起来这个婚姻非常成功。
It looked as though it was a successful marriage.
可是呢，只是个表面，一个假象。
But that was only superficial and it was fake.
一直到这个公主哦，这个南方王的女儿，这个公主的父亲啊，那个南方王死的时候。这个北方王就变脸了，他就改变心意了。
It was until the time the demise of the king of the south, then the king of the north revealed his true intentions.
他就把这个公主这个新的王后贬下来，重新把她贬去的那个第一位王后旧王后把她提升，恢复她的王后，把旧的老婆恢复为王后。
The king of the north then crushed down this empress or this daughter of the south and reinstalled his original empress.
本来这个事情也就这样结束了。
And this event should have finished here.
可是这个旧的王后呢，心怀恨啊，心存怀恨，她要报仇。
But this original or this first empress had hate in her heart.
不久呢，这个旧的王后哦，她把自己的丈夫就是南方王。苏利亚王把自己的丈夫毒死了，用计谋害死了。
And later on, this empress was being reinstalled back to her royal place, and she poisoned out of hatred, poisoned her own husband.
然后呢，也把这个公主呢，这个新王后呢，也给她杀死了。
And she also put to death this empress who came from the south.
然后呢，也把这个王后新王后生下来的孩子也杀死了。凡是有跟新王后有关系的人，全部杀死。
And she also killed all that was related to her, this princess of the south.
你再看这个第六节的下半段。
You read the latter portion of verse 6.
这女子和引导她来的，促成她这层婚姻的，协助她的，生她的，当时帮助她的，全部交于死地。天子已经预言，这些人全部会死光，会被那个旧王后全部毒死。
The angel already prophesied that she shall be given up with those who brought her, and with him who begot her, and with him who strengthened her.
所以应验了。
It came to fulfillment.
400多年后真的应验。
400 years later, this prophecy was fulfilled.
你看历史是跟着天使的话、神的话、圣经的话进行了，这照着圣经讲的这样发生的，知道吗？
Now history unrolled itself according to what the angel said.
也因为这样准确，太过准确了。所以解经家有些人认为这一段、哦、这第十一章不是但以理写的，是历史发生过后才有人把它加上去的，有人这样解释。
And therefore, there are some scholars or some researchers who debated, who argued that this was too accurate to be true, and therefore this prophecy should have been written after the event happened.
讲这种话的人，这样主张的人，他自己是研究圣经的人，不相信圣经神的话，不相信神的话是这么准确。
And this
不相信。
These so-called scholars or academicians who speak such words, they themselves research the Bible and they themselves turn against the Bible.
就是研究圣经的人啊。
But they are the ones who research the Bible.
这自己又不相信，因为太准确了，不可能的。
They do not believe it because it was too accurate.
太准了，你不相信是吗？
It was too accurate, and so you don't believe it.
那你是不是说那不太准，不太准的啊？那有点偏差的，有些对不上的、啊，好像有点缺陷的啊？那你才相信是吗？
Do you mean to say?
那个还叫做真理吗?
Do you mean to say that you will only believe those which are less accurate and with some mistakes here and there? And do you call that the words of God?
奇怪，如果对不上的，你就说假的都对不上的。 太准了，对得上的啊，你说不可能啊，你那你那那那要到底要怎么样？
Now it's so strange that all these historians or all these researchers think that the data do not tally well and it should be more acceptable.
我顺便批判一些这些神学家了，解经家了。
I'm also taking this opportunity to criticize this theologians or scholars.
这种心态很多信徒也有啊，我跟你讲。
And I believe that some of our members also have this kind of attitude.
不准的时候，不应验的时候，就说哎呀，没有应验的是假的。 太应验的时候，你说，哎呀，那有可能这么准的？
When the prophecy is not being fulfilled, then you say it is not very accurate, and when it's too accurate, you say that it's too good to be to believe.
历史继续接下去。
And history continues.
第七节
，verse seven.
但这女子的本家，就是这个公主哈，被害死的这个公主哈的本家，她的啊，她就是她的父亲的家了啊。
The branch of a Ruth, and this Ruth referring to the the daughter of the south,
必定生一个子继续王位，就是他的哥哥，这个公主的哥哥哈，他爸爸死了嘛，父王死了，他的哥哥继替他父王来继续王位，
and this,
就是男方王继续男方王的王位。
Was also fulfilled in the older brother of the princess, whose father or the emperor who died, and he continued the kingship.
那个这个就是公主的哥哥来的。
That's the older brother of this princess.
那他必率领军队进入北方王的城堡，看到吗？
He shall come with an army and enter into the fortress of the king of the north.
而且得胜北方王。
And deal with them and prevail.
这个就是历史上有名的复仇。
That is the
复仇的战争。
This is the very popular or very famous battle of vengeance in history.
对不起，这是这个公主的弟弟，不是哥哥，我讲错。
I'm sorry, it's not the older brother. It should be the younger brother of this princess.
那么这个弟弟哦，他后来当王的时候，他知道了他的姐姐是被这样害死，这样被杀死，他要替他的姐姐报仇呀。
When this younger brother of this princess came to know that his own sister had been killed and in this way, then he wanted to take vengeance against.
所以当他继续王位的时候，他有了军队，他有了权力的时候，他必率领军队进入北方王的城堡报仇，攻击那个为他姐姐报仇就是了。
Therefore, when he gained dominion and he became the king, and he also brought along his army to attack the kingdom of the north.
结果。 应验了，真的是这样。
And indeed it happened according to this.
而且得胜。
And he was victorious.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那并且除了他得替姐姐报仇，他又得了很多的金银财宝。
Other than taking revenge, he also received a lot of precious articles.
但是是在第八节。
In verse 8.
请念。
Verse 8, he shall also carry their gods captive to Egypt with their princes and their precious articles of silver and gold, and he shall continue more years than the king of the north.
他为姐姐报仇得胜过后呢，哦，还抢了北方王很多的金银珠宝啊，啊，掳掠到埃及去，掳掠到南方王，南方去。然后呢，他很多年就不再去攻打北方王了，因为都报仇了，所以就不用再打了。
After taking revenge for his sister, and he defeated the kingdom of the north, and he also brought back a lot of these precious things back to the kingdom of the south.
好，然后又继续历史，继续进入到第九节。
Now history continues to unfold into verse 9.
北方的王必入南方王的国。
The king of the north shall come to the kingdom of the king of the south.
那就讲到北方王就是苏利亚王哦，他因为战败嘛，他也要复仇。 他也要反攻回去，要北方王啊。
King of the North, being the Seleucid king or king of Syria, he also wanted to take his revenge again.
可是呢，他想要复仇进入南方王那边去的时候，却仍旧要回本地，因为他战败了，复仇失败，结果又回到自己的国地方。
But his plot of vengeance failed, and therefore he shall return to his own land in verse 9.
这些都是历史啊，都是应验的。
It all became history to us now.
那么历史继续进入到第十节到十九节这么长。
History continued to unfold until verse 10.
好，请注意哦，这十节到十二节发生的事呢，大概有三十年的时光，三十年时光来记录十节到十九节的事。
Verse 10 to verse 19 talks about this history that took place for 30 years history.
这30年里面都是南北王之间的恩恩怨怨啊，他们之间的战争来的。
30 years in history was also the hatred and vengeance between the kingdom of the north and the south.
但是这一段呢，十节到十九节这一段的王是特别记录北方王安提阿古三世的事迹，安提阿古三世第三。
But this passage from verse 10 to verse 19 especially talks about this event, about this Antiochus the third.
请注意哦，当我们讲安提阿古的时候，那个小角的时候也叫做安提阿古，可是它是安提阿古第四，所以你要不要搞错，安提阿古有一二三四。那个小角的时候会进入到小角的时候，那个是第四，安提阿古第四。
Take note,
这个是第三。
When we talk about Antiochus Epiphanes, and there is Antiochus 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this was referring to only the Antiochus the third, not the fourth, which is the little horn.
时间关系，全都不用一句一句来讲历史故事了，不用了哈。
I will not go through all the history with you.
但是十七节，我们却发现到历史重演。
But verse 17 tells us that history repeated itself.
很熟悉的一个计谋，一个诡诈。
A very familiar scene of his scheme and his plot.
你看十七节发生什么呢
？Look at what happened in verse 17.
这个北方王啊，就是苏利亚王，他学那个以前的南方王的一个计谋，用婚姻来立约。
This king of Syria or this Seleucid kingdom, he also copied this tactic to make an agreement through marriage.
看第十七节
verse 17.
他必定义用全国之力而来立公正的约，照业而行，将自己的女儿嫁给南方王为妻，对吧？以前是南方王的女儿嫁给北方王，现在德巴勒。南方王的女儿嫁给北方王的女儿嫁给南方王，就是历史重演哦，又是用婚姻来互相欺骗哦，互相约束。
Now again, he used this tactic of giving his own daughter into marriage and with the kingdom of the south, and again tried to deceive this kingdom.
但是这种婚姻有功效吗
？Would this tactic be effective?
真的一样是历史重演。
And indeed, history repeated itself.
想要败坏，想要用婚姻这个用自己的女儿来败坏南方王的诡计，这个诡计却不得成就，以自己毫无益处，计划失败。
He plotted to give him to give this kingdom his own daughter to destroy this kingdom, but this plot shall not stand with him or be for him.
女儿北方王将自己的女儿嫁给南方王，那时的就是多利麦五世，多利麦王朝的第五个王。埃及的第五个王。
And when this king of the north gave his daughter to marriage to king of the south, this was the Ptolemy the fifth in this king of the south.
你看，已经换了第五个王了。
Now it was already the fifth kingdom, the fifth dynasty.
那想要借助这个婚姻来败坏埃及王啊。
And through this marriage, he schemed to destroy the kingdom of
Egypt. 那只这个计划呢，这个婚宴呢，却弄巧反拙。
But this plot using in the name of marriage became his own, it backfired.
圣经说这个计划不能够成就，你知道为什么吗
？The Bible said that this plan would not stand with him. Do you know why?
因为嫁出去的女儿结果去帮自己的丈夫，没有帮自己的父亲。父亲把她嫁出去想要她借助她来利用她来破坏埃及的。结果她这个女子啊。爱她的丈夫啊，不听她，这不照她父亲的计谋来做呀，帮助她的丈夫啊，结果她的父亲就很生气了，计划不能成功哦。
Now this plan backfired because his own daughter turned against him because she fell in love with this king of the south and she sided with him.
就是这里说的那个北方王的计划不能成就，跟自己毫无益处，还赔上自己的女儿，那自己的女儿也反对自己的丈夫。反对父亲
Just has been prophesied here that she shall not stand with him or be for him.
一点好处都得不到呀。
And he gained no benefit.
这个也是应验在历史上应验。
It also was fulfilled historically.
我们读十八节
，verse 18。
其后呢，他必转回这个北方王呢，计划失败，婚姻的计划失败后，他必转回斗气的许多的海岛。
After this scheme failed, then this king of the north shall turn his face to the coastlands.
意思说。埃及他想要 他想要用计谋、用婚姻来吞吃这个埃及啦，北方王。结果计划失败，那么他就去夺取其他的小岛。我们今天来说，抹胡黑马后，就是这个大国吞吃不了。哎呀，那个小岛、小国也好了，小地方、小部落也可以了。
Now that actually means that because his scheme to devour or to destroy the kingdom of the south failed, therefore he turned back to the coastlands, to the smaller kingdoms, to the smaller lands to conquer them instead.
但是这十八节还没有讲。
But verse 18 did not stop here.
又发生什么事呢？
What happened then?
但有一个大帅，有一大帅除掉他令人受的羞辱，并且使这羞辱归回他自己本身。你看得懂吗？
Do you understand this? A ruler shall bring the reproach against them to an end, and with the reproach removed, he shall turn back on him.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
原来有一个大将军，大帅就是大将军哦，指罗马的大将军。
This ruler refers to this great general of Rome.
除掉令人受的羞辱，而且把这个羞辱归回给这个北方王，这个苏利亚。本来苏利亚王要羞辱他们嘛，但是后来这个羞辱不到别人，这个羞辱回到自己身上，羞辱自己。
This shame and this reproach that the king of the north brought to this lands, now this general of Rome brought this reproach back against him.
原来历史告诉我们，这个北方王他吞噬不了埃及，婚姻计谋失败嘛，他去打小国嘛，包括要打败罗马。
Again,
他想要打败罗马，要羞辱罗马。
This king of the north, his plan failed in destroying the kingdom of the south, Egypt, and therefore he turned to the other coastlands that included the plains of Rome.
那时罗马不是说已经成了帝国还没有。
At that time, this kingdom, this Rome did not yet establish.
但是已经在强盛当中。
Was not established as an empire yet, but it was growing.
结果就被罗马一个大将军羞辱他，打败他了，胜过他了。
And yet, one of the generals of Rome became, was able to defeat him.
他本来想要去战胜罗马的，要羞辱罗马，被罗马的一个将军羞辱回啊。
Now he intended to bring reproach on all this on the Roman lands, but this reproach was given back to him by a Roman general.
那么这个罗马将军呢，就对这个北方王提出个很苛刻的条件。
Now this Roman general gave a very very inhumane requirement or very pressing requirement of it, condition.
除了要把自己的土地，北方王的国土一部分割给罗马皇帝，还要赔偿很多很多的钱，金银财宝。
Other than giving up his the land, the territorial lands of the kingdom of the north to this Roman general, he must also give up other things.
这个本来就是战争的目的啊。
That's also the purpose, the whole purpose of
battle. 我为什么要去战争你，要去攻打你
？The reason why one has to conquer the other
就是要得到你的国土要属于我，归给我。
Is to gain power over your land.
然后你的金银财宝也要归给我。
And all your wealth and treasures will be given to me.
结果他想要的东西倒转头来发生在他的身上，令他羞辱自己。
This intention of the king of the north also became his own backfired on him, and the reproach came back on him.
历史进入到第十九节。
History continued unfolding to verse 19.
他受到羞辱以后，回到自己的国土，回到他本地的宝藏，就是回到自己的城堡，自己的国家。
He returned to his own fortress, his own kingdom.
他就转向本地的城堡，回到自己的地方，想要。靠几个城堡，几个这个城市来东山再起，想要再重新恢复他的力量。
It was his plan that he returned to his own fortress with his few cities that he has left to revive his power.
但是天使解释说，他呢，这个北方王呢，却要叛敌扑倒，归于无有，他要彻底的失败，甚至彻底的消失。
But the angel explained that he shall stumble and fall and not be found.
这里的历史故事更详细是这样说的。
Now this was historically very accurate.
他打败罗马将军过后
，after he was defeated by the Roman general,
罗马将军要他赔偿金银财宝，他没有钱了。
The Roman general wanted him to give back wealth.
十九节说，他就回到自己的国家，向人民来筹这个赔款。
And verse 19 tells us that he returned to his own fortress to claim taxes or claim money from his own people.
当时 存最多金银财宝的地方就是庙，各个庙堂。
And all and in those times, places where they had the most wealth or money, it was in those temples of his kingdom.
那些迷信的百姓，虔诚的百姓，迷信的百姓都会拿金银财宝去庙堂去奉献给神啊。或者是镀金啊，或者是什么这边藏宝起来啊，献给神啊。所以庙堂就像今天的银行这样，很多钱啊，金银财宝都有的。
Because now in this this civilians or this people of the kingdom were superstitious enough to keep all their money in the temples. Just this temple served as their banks of today.
那当他去向这些庙堂哦、庙宇哦、掠夺那些金银财宝的时候，国人反抗啊，反感啊，将他谋杀死。
Now he wants to. Now this king wanted to claim all this wealth as his own, for as part of his plan. Then his people rose against him and rebelled against him and killed him.
这个历史故事就是十九节说的。
And this history was reflected in verse 19.
你再看一下呀。
You read on. You read it.
他转回本地啊，回到自己国土，然后呢，要扑倒啊，要死亡归于无有啊。历史就是这样，被杀死。
He shall turn his face towards his own fortress, and he shall stumble and fall and be killed.
那是不是应验呢？
Didn't that wasn't that fulfilled?
准确的应验
accurately fulfilled.
到进入到二十节的历史
verse 20.
那时必有一人兴起，继续他为王。原来他死的时候，他的儿子就继续他为王了。
After his death, his son rose to power.
但是他的儿子呢，是叫做短命王，很快很短的时间就死亡了。
But his this son was also known as the short-lived king because he only he died shortly.
那接下去
，we read on.
那说回刚才那个北方王哈，他使横政暴政的人通行国中的勇美之地，这王不多日就灭亡了，指他被谋杀了哈。刚才我已经解释了。
As I explained that this new king would be killed very quickly.
他的死亡不是因为愤怒，也不是因为征战，不是因为要抢夺王位愤怒来征战，也不是因为国与国的征战死亡，不是。他的死是因为人家是被谋杀的。
He was destroyed not in anger or in battle, but he was being assassinated by his own people.
这里呢就是。在历史上呢，安提阿古三世的历史事件。
This marks the historical events regarding Antiochus III.
因为讲完了他的历史故事呢，就要进入到小角的圣经常常叫我们要注意的小角的这个历史。
And after this historical event of Antiochus III, we are entering into the history about the little horn.
所以二十一节就开始介绍了安提阿古四世的出现，第四的出现。
Verse 21 marks the beginning or the emergence of Antiochus the Fourth.
那圣经是怎么样介绍他的呢
？How did the Bible introduce it?
你自己看二十一节呀。
You read yourself, verse 21. And in his place shall arise a wild person to whom they will not give the honor of royalty, but he shall come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue.
是吗？圣经一介绍这个安提阿古四世的时候说，必有一个卑鄙的人起来，继续为王。
He has been introduced as a wild person and arising in this place.
这就是安提阿古四世伊比芬尼。
And that is Antiochus the Fourth, Antiochus Epiphanes.
这个人呢，这个王是在主前一七五到一六四，他的生命，他的事迹是在主前一七五到一六四。
His life is between 175 to 164 BC.
那么前面几章哦，但以理的这些意象跟讲解都有提到他。
In fact, in the previous
那个小角他出现，然后他会践踏神的殿。他会行可恶者可真的是在圣殿里面都一直有重复的提到他。
In fact, in the previous chapters in the book of Daniel, it was also been prophesied that this little horn who would arise, defiling the temple, trampling the temple, and that referring to this little horn.
然后主耶稣在讲道的时候，马太福音二十三也有提到他。你们读但以理书那个行毁坏可真的就是指他呀，
and
就是他来的呀。
And when you read the book of Matthew, chapter 24, Jesus also made mention of this little horn who would bring abominations of desolation, and that also referred to this person.
之前他还没有出现，圣经就一直预言他了。那就是在二十一节的人出来了，真是出来是在二十一节开始，他的故事 他的出现就是从二十一节开始。
Before his very emergence, the Bible already prophesied to us about him, and he only made his entrance in verse 21.
一开始一介绍他一出场就说他是个卑鄙的人，是个残忍的人，是个很诡诈的人。
It introduced him directly as a vile person with a lot of evil schemes and plots.
他是怎样得到王位的呢？
How did he gain his place, his royal place?
二十一节说他趁人坦然无备的时候。他用谄媚的话得到国，成为国王的。
And it says that he seized the kingdom by intrigue.
他本来没有资格继续王的，王不是他做的，他根本没资格的。
He did not deserve, or he did not have the honor to be a king.
没有人看得起他，没有人会想到他会是王的，所以他是个小角色来，这叫小角。不是一个大脚来的。
He used to be greatly despised, and nobody saw him, and therefore he was known as the little boy.
这个就是他可怕的地方，也是他厉害的地方。And、你不注意到他的突然间这样，突然间做了王了。
This is also terrifying because nobody noticed this person, but eventually he suddenly seized hold of the kingdom and became king.、
那然后呢，他当了王过后呢，又开始一连串的侵略征战行为。
When he seized power, he continued his work of abomination and cruelty.
不过他的主要目标，战争的目标呢，还是南方王埃及，还是对准南方王来打。那其他的都不是重点，重点还是要毁灭南方王。
But the target of his attack is still the king of the south, the kingdom of Egypt.
好，请看二十二节到二十四节。
Verse 22 to 24.
好。
With the force of flood, they shall be swept away from before him and be broken, and also the prince of the covenant. And after the league is made with him, and he shall act deceitfully, for he shall come up and become strong with a small number of people. He shall enter peaceably, even into the richest places of the province, and shall do what his fathers have not done, nor his forefathers. He shall disperse among them the plunder, spoil, and riches, and he shall devise his plans against the strongholds, but only for a time.
为什么我要大家读这段这二十二节到二十四呢？
Why do I ask you to read these three verses?
就是要大家特别注意，这个卑鄙的王啊，已经来到国中的既肥美之地，看到吗？他已经来到国中的既肥美之地，请问是哪里？国中最既肥美之地，请问是哪里？
This wild and deceitful king has finally entered into the richest places of the province. Where are these richest places?
国中既肥美之地是指耶路撒冷，肥美肥沃之地，牛奶与蜜之地，他已经进入到耶路撒冷了。
These richest places refer to Jerusalem, this land flowing with milk and honey.
然后他行列祖未曾行的事，掳掠的这些财宝。
And he did what his forefathers did not do, and he took the plunder.
那他很会做人。
He was smart.
他把掳掠来的金银财宝分散给众人，他的军队还有其他的人被他利用的人，用钱买人心。但是钱也不是他的，他是抢来的，然后给大家。
He dispersed all that he gained in the warfare, the plunder, the spoil, and the riches, and he dispersed among his own people, his kingdom, to buy their hearts.
这说明他的手段跟他的诡诈。
To get their buy-in, and this shows his schemes and tactics.
你就知道那些贪财的人、贪利的人，多少人要跟从他，因为有财宝可以拿呀。
Then you can only imagine that all the people who greeted for wealth and money would definitely follow him.
然后他又设计攻打其他的城市。
He also devised his plans against other kingdoms and strongholds.
但是呢，这一切行为，这一切的战争呢，他所做的呢，都是暂时性的，都是暂时的。
But all this that would take place would only be for a time.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
希伯来文似乎是讲他所做后，他过后所做的一切事情，那些毁坏，那些诡诈，是用一个不确定的时间来描述他，不确定的时间。
In the Hebrew text, the original text referring to this time of deceit and also his deceit, it was only for an indefinite time.
如果有确定的时间，就是你在恶也是一百年，你在恶也是两百年，好不好？也不可能两百年了，人可以活到两百年呢？就是说。这里有一个隐藏的意思意表在里面。
Now there's a
他对圣殿的破坏哦，不是一个固定的时间，它可以隐藏到将来很久很久的以后要发生，会发生。
This Hebrew text referring this as an indefinite time, where although we can assume that Antiochus could only last for a short span of lifetime, and yet it also has a hidden message that this desolation of these works of abomination would last even more.
所以但以理书这里说24节最后那下半段说。 他所做的这些恶事都是暂时的，是一个不确定的时间来的。
Therefore, in Daniel chapter 11, verse 24, the latter portion tells us that it was only for a time, an indefinite time.
那简单说就是邪恶的势力，这些破坏圣殿的势力，这些恶行，要活动到神所规定的期限满了为止。
To put it simply, that this wild and evil, wicked works of desolation will only be put to an end according to the predestined time of God. But he already died.
他在主前164年都已经死了，都不存在了，这个人。
In 164 BC, this person, Antiochus, already died.
可是他所行的这些邪恶的事情，一直要到神意哦。 预定的时间满足，那就是将来。将来还有人要像他这样会无畏圣殿，还有。But
his wild and wicked schemes will continue to last until the time as predestined by God into the future, and this evil works will continue to come up in the future.
所以我们很多人搞错的就是这个安提阿古四世哦，他是真真实实的历史性人物，可是有时呢。 又把它引申到将来基督要来临的那个地基督，所以很多人搞混了，到底他是真的历史人物还是将来的那个？那圣经它就是拿来预表，拿这个来预表将来的。
Some people were confused with this Antiochus the Fourth as the Antichrist of the last days, but this was only a figurine or a historical figure that the Bible used to prefigure the future and a future and a little horn.
那所以呢，圣经已经说他后头那种邪恶势力是暂时的嘛，都没有说他到这里停止。 只是暂时停止而已，还有继续的。
Did not say that it will stop here because it will continue.
所以叫做不确定的时间，这个暂时原文是他所做的事情，这些邪恶事情是暂时的时间。Which
is why in the original text it was only for an indefinite time.
这样明白了吗
？You understand now?
好。哦，看25、26节。
25 to 26.
那他率领哦。 大军哦，进攻南方王埃及，25节。
He shall stir up his power against the king of the south.
那南方王呢，也用极大极强的军队来抵抗他。
The king of the south will also resist him in the battle with great and mighty army.
但是南方王却抵抗不住，站立不住。
But the king of the south shall not stand.
为什么站立不住呢？
Why was he unable to stand?
因为25节说，因为有人设计陷害南方王啊。
Because there will be people who devise plans against him.
你看。 这个安提阿古四世啊，他打仗的时候很可怕，还没有打你的时候，他的人、他的计谋已经很早之前已经进入到你的王宫去了，已经王宫有他的人，有人被他收买了。Antiochus
Antiochus the Fourth was wild and tactical in terms of his battle strategies, and he would have already strategized schemes before the battle.
因为这里说，当他跟南方王战争的时候，南方王站立不住，因为有人设计陷害南方王啊。 那到底谁陷害南方王呢？答案在26节。
It tells us that there will be people who devise these plans against the king of the south, and who did that? Verse 26.
26节说，吃王膳的人，就是跟王吃饭的人，必败坏王的计划。And
yes,
那王的军队必被冲没，而且被杀很多。Those
who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him, and his army shall be swept away, and many shall fall down slain.
在王宫跟谁跟王一起吃饭？谁能有资格跟王一起吃饭？那就是王最信任的人，王自己的人，家己人啊。And
this people of the king himself living and eating together in the imperial palace.
可是谁知道呢？很早以前，家己人啊已经被南方王收买了，已经成为南方王的人了。 被收买的那个南方王还不知道，自己人被收买的还不知道啊！常常跟我吃饭的是敌人来的呀，他不知道，因为他是我的人来的呀，他不是我的敌人啊。
Who would have predicted that his own people, dining with him and enjoying with him, became his enemies and turned against him?
这个就是历史上这些世界上的战争的这种那种诡计啦，这种诡诈啦，层出不穷啦，太多了，说不完这种历史，诡诡诈诈啦。
And all these
明明是我的人，我所爱的却陷害我，却去帮助我的敌人。太多了，这历史上发生太多了。
And all these are so many historical events about this vengeance or this plots in the palace.
他们就是这样来得胜的，将来这样来占领人家国家的，用诡诈。
It is through all the schemes and plots that they conquered another kingdom.
再看二十七节。
Verse 27.
至于这两个王心怀恶计，同隙说谎。
These kings' hearts shall bend on evil, and they shall speak lies to each other.
是指这个哈，两个王是指北方王跟南方王哦。这个南方王不是打败了吗？被他的家里自己人陷害了吗？他被囚了，被抓了。但是这个北方王还是要利用他，利用他来继续来吞噬埃及。
Now
所以。在吃饭的时候，两个王都一直在用诡诈来欺骗对方。
Now that the king of the south, this Ptolemaic king, was defeated by Antiochus, and although he was already been seized and imprisoned, but the king of the north wanted to still make use of him in his ploy and his plots, and they also spoke lies to each other at the same table.
但是这个安提阿古四世哦，用诡计套南方王哦。这计谋哦失败了，这里说不能成就失败。
But here it tells us that this plans of Antiochus the fourth to scheme against this king of the south it failed.
什么叫做因为到了定期事就了结？这是什么意思呢
？What does it mean in verse 27? For the end will still be at the appointed time.
意思说距离、哦、所定的日期、哦、要毁灭南方王哦。这个埃及王 所定的日期，神所定的日期，还有一段长时间，时间还没有到了。
That means that the time for the kingdom of the south, the kingdom of Egypt, to be destroyed, did not come yet.
到了定期，神所定的日期，事情才会实现，事就了结，才会埃及王才会被毁灭。
The end.
但是那个日期还没有到。
The end of the kingdom of the south of Egypt will only come at the specific appointed time by God, but not now.
也因为这样，这个安提阿古四世的计划不能成功，那个就是二十七节的历史。
Which is because of this that the scheme of Antiochus the fourth did not succeed because of this verse.
那二十八节
，verse 28.
北方王必带许多财宝回到自己的本国。
The king of the north shall return to his own kingdom with great riches.
哎呀，我看我讲不完哦，我看暂时讲到这里哦，不然一直下去哦，不三不四呢。
I have to stop here, to,
因为安提阿古二十八节，他回到他的计划失败的时候，他又，这里有谈到他跟犹太人立约的事情。
Because as the plans of Antiochus the fourth failed, that would be talking about the covenant with the Jews later.
那他得胜埃及过后呢，他就得了许多的财宝。
After he prevailed against Egypt, he gained many riches.
他得了许多财宝过后，二十八节，他的心就反对圣约，反对那个与犹太人所立的约。
Verse 28 said that his heart shall be moved and turned against the holy covenant with the Jews.
他又领兵去攻打耶路撒冷。
And he will do damage and attack the Jerusalem.
所以二十八节说，他回到本国以后，他就反对圣约，圣约就是跟犹太人立的那个约，
Which is
叫做圣约，因为只有犹太人立的才叫做圣约。
Verse 28 talks about this holy covenant, and this only refers to the covenant with the Jews.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
安提阿古第二次再远征埃及，再出攻打埃及。
And again, he shall return to the south to attack Egypt.
所以二十九节说，到了定期时候呢，他必返回来到南方去。
Verse 29. At the appointed time, he shall definitely return to the south.
但是这第二次的到南方去呢，却不如从前一次，就是也是失败了，不如从前一次了。
But the second return to this to the south shall not be like the former or the latter, because he will fail.
知道为什么呢
？Do you know why？
因为答案在三十节。
Answer in verse 30.
因为基提的战船必来攻击他，基提就是罗马战船。 罗马的海军呢、啊、
？Ships from Cyprus, referring to ships of Rome, will come against him.
他攻打埃及第二次的时候呢，有罗马的海军来攻击他。
And these troops from Rome would turn against him.
嗯，结果他失败了，上胆而回，大大的失败，战败罗马。
These Roman troops and army will attack him, and he shall be grieved because of his defeat.
所以他又恼恨甚悦。
And again,
他就把跟那犹太人哦，以色列民来出气了。
He returned in rage against the Jews.
嗯，当他战败经过这个巴勒斯坦的时候，经过这个耶路撒冷的时候呢，他就因为战败迁怒犹太人，就拿犹太人来出气，拿圣殿来出气，拿神来出气。
And because of his defeat, he was so enraged, and he passed by the land of Jerusalem, and he threw his anger on the Jews.
那三十节下半段
，verse 30, let the
portion. 他必回来，连那些背弃圣业的人，一些出卖神的人，出卖犹太人的那些人
，He shall return.
联络他们
，and show regard or join forces with those Jews who forsook the Holy Covenant.
我们中国人有走狗哦，犹太人也有走狗啊，你看，背弃圣业的人啊。背叛神、背叛民族的那些犹太人、啊、来跟从这个安提阿古四世啊，做他的打手，做他的走狗呀。
Now in the colonial times in China, we have a lot of traitors, and just the same that went for Jerusalem, there were also many Jewish traitors.
当然，这些人会听，他会跟从，他当然有利益的啦。没有利益，谁去做我
？And all these betrayed their own the holy covenants for their own benefits.
看着他回到这个耶路撒冷的时候，能看他做什么。
And when he returned to Jerusalem, what did he do?
31节
31.
他必兴兵，这兵必泄入圣地，就是宝藏，除掉长线的番祭，设立那行毁状可憎的，就是我们常常讲的耶稣讲的。
He would muster forces against the sanctuary, and he would defile the sanctuary, trample the sanctuary, take away these daily sacrifices, and place there the abomination of desolation.
这个背景原来是他第二次去埃及攻打埃及，结果却出来跑出一个程咬金出来，跑出罗马海军来攻打他。结果他因为这样失败，他就生气，经过耶路撒冷的时候，把怒气全部放丢到耶路撒冷，也羞辱神的圣殿。是这他的背景是这样的，生气发怒，迁怒犹太人，迁怒神的圣殿。
The context with which this abomination of desolation came on the holy temple of God also was because that Antiochus the Fourth was defeated by this Roman army that came out of nowhere when he attacked the kingdom of South, and he vent his anger against the Jews.
所以二十八节到三十一节这一段哈，就是告诉我们他为什么要建他圣殿的背景。
28,
这个历史告诉我们
to 31 tells us of the reason and the context why he trampled the sanctuary.
这个使我想起我读这个启示录的时候，撒旦的愤怒一模一样。
When I read the book of Revelation, his anger was also likened to the anger of the Satan.
那是甚至启示录说那个撒旦哦，在天上战败那个天使嘛，天上再没有他们的地方，他们就气愤愤的下到这个。来到这个地上
The book of Revelation tells us that Satan lost the battle in heavens against the angels, and in great rage he came on the earth.
他战败了，他生气了。
Because of his defeat, he was enraged.
所以他来到地上了，你看他第一件事做什么？撒旦。
What was the first thing that he did when he came on earth?
启示录告诉我们，他就去找那个妇人来出气，对付妇人就是指真教会，对付真教会，对付神的国，对付神的子民。
The Bible
要吞噬他们。
The book of Revelation tells us that he came looking for this woman, referring to the bride or the church, and defiling temple.
你自己战败嘛，你自己打输了，你拿我们来出气。
And
撒旦常常这样，他自己战败了，他就拿我们来出气。
That's what Satan tended to do. Because of his own defeat, he would vent his anger against us.
我们都是冤枉，我们很冤枉呀。
And we are only innocent.
那个安提阿古也是啊，自己战败了，去拿耶路撒冷来出气，拿犹太人来出气，拿神的殿来出气，一模一样的，病死是一模一样的。
The same was reflected in Antiochus because of his own defeat, he vent his anger against the Jews.
人也是这样，灵界的魔鬼也是这样。
Men are like this, and the same that goes for Satan.
因为这个人，这个安提阿古是里面就是住着那个邪灵在里面呢、啊，当然是一样了、啊。
Because,
一生气就拿神来出气了，就怪神了、啊，就对付神了、啊。
Why are they similar and why are they the same? Because Antiochus or these people had evil spirit in them.
请注意哦，我们今天的信仰生活也会这样哦。
Take note that even in our life of faith, it can also happen.
我们得不到我们要的，或者我们的亲人过世了，或者我们失业了，全部都怪神啊，怪耶稣啊，不要来聚会了，不要敬拜神了，拜神没有用，拜耶稣没有用，去教会聚会没有用，全部又来赖耶稣，甚至是恨教会，甚至是恨真神。你看是不是这样一模一样的事情啊？
You lose things, you lose your loved ones, and you also lose your wealth and your job, and you will blame it on God. You will vent your anger against God.
所以请注意这个问题哦。
Take note of this problem.
这种对神生气，因为得不到你要的或者失败了，就迁怒神、迁怒教会，请注意这个行为。
And
我们看得到的这种行为，看得到也听得到的。
Your actions can be heard and can be seen by us, and because of your anger, of your losses, and you want to vent this against the church.
我们暂时到三十节了。
We will stop here in verse 31.
接下去在三十一节吧。
We will continue 32.
这个第三场的战争还没有讲完哦，南北方战争。
The battle of the king of the north and the south has not finished yet.
那还有一点点而已了。
Yeah, there's only a little bit.
然后就要进入到那个大罪人的那个小角地基督的战争去。
We will enter into the great sinner of the battle of the little horn.
那个是第四场战争。
And that will refer to the fourth battle.
有时间我们就会进入到那个隐藏的第五场战争去。
When we have time, we will enter into the fifth hidden battle.
那是关系我们真耶稣教会的历史，真耶稣教会的历史的斗争的事情。
Which concerns about the history of the true Jesus Church.
那真的跟南北王的战争的故事情节。很多地方很相似,
it is, 很相似 There are many similarities between the history of the church as well as the history of this battle of the kingdom of north and the south.
那你一定要知道真教会历史，熟读真教会历史，你才会明白为什么原来天使对南北王战争讲这么多，解释这么长，原来的背景是真耶稣教会。
You must first understand
真正的目的背景是真耶稣教会。
Or have an idea about the history of the true Jesus Church before you can reflect on this battle between the kings of the north and the south and why the angel took so much time explaining it.
你自己有感受吗？你看刚从刚才聚会开始，我一直讲到现在，讲了一个小时了，都是在讲历史啊。刚才讲的全部是历史来的，不是什么属灵教训来的，不是呀。
Now you can tell yourself.
都是历史啊。
You can tell that I spent a longer than 1 hour explaining to you about this history.
但是这些都是天使解释的呀，天使讲的预言啊。
But these were also prophecies by the angel.
难道他这么看重世界的历史吗？这么看重南方王、北方王吗？绝对不可能的，天使绝对不可能看重这些事情的。
Did the angel emphasize or esteem so much about this worldly battle?
他到底天使要讲的是什么？隐藏着什么事情在里面
？And what is the angel trying to say exactly? What is hidden behind this message?
原来里面隐藏着真教、真耶稣教的南北方的战争。
What is hidden behind is about the spiritual battle of the north and the south in the true Jesus Church.